shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to another World Cup special on Shoot the Defence, brought to you by the FNX Network, The Life of A and Pitch DMM. I'm your host as ever, Stel, and my guest today is author of the new children's book, World at Your Feet, Rob Parker. Rob, welcome to the show, mate. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Stel.
Pleasure. How you been?
Oh, good, thanks. Just looking forward to the World Cup starting now.
Yeah, one more day, and it's quite interesting to see what's happened today with Spain and their national team coach just deciding to... Well, they've sacked him, haven't they? He hasn't walked, they've actually sacked him.
Yes, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they go down the Italy 2006 route or the France 2010 route, whether it sort of galvanises them to have a great tournament or if the wheels come off a bit.
To be honest, I mean... It shouldn't really be a surprise, knowing the way the football goes these days. I mean, we've seen managers sacked after four games. We've seen managers sacked after 6 days, or even some managers walking after two, like Bielsa did that at Lazio. So, Lopetegui leaving is a bit of a surprise. But given that he's going to Real Madrid, there might be a bit of a conflict of interest, so to speak, as well. So, yeah, let's see how it goes. It'll be an interesting tournament. It's just got even more interesting, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Well, mate, your book is described as the children's football book that captures the colour drama and memory-making moments of major international tournaments. Now, tell us more about your book. Tell us about the concept of it.
The idea came from... I've got 2-year-old twins, and they've always loved their picture books, and they've always enjoyed watching football on TV with me when it's on, and... the idea sort of came to me one night, as these things do, to combine those two interests. So the idea is that it's 16 memorable goals scored at previous tournaments, and they are described in commentary that's written in rhyming verse. And then I've worked with La Huerta, a Spanish illustrator who does a lot of great football illustration. He's provided some amazing artwork for each of the goals. So it's sort of 40 pages of a children's picture book that's really going to appeal, hopefully, to football fans of all ages. I think the design will, and hopefully the commentary that I've written to go with each of the goals, any football fan will find that quite entertaining, hopefully.
Well, you've kind of answered my next question, because you said it's for football fans of all ages. I was going to ask, which age group is it aimed at? Is there a certain demographic?
Well, as I say, it was sort of inspired by my 2-year-old twins. So at its initial inception, the thought was that it's something that the kids are going to read to, the parents are going to read to their kids as a bedtime story. But... As I sort of fleshed out the ideas, I thought I want something that would appeal to me as a parent and as a football fan, and I've worked towards trying to produce something that sort of straddles that line between children's picture book and art book, so hopefully something in it for football fans of all ages, I say.
Well, we've seen many incredible World Cup goals, mate. How did you decide which 16 to choose, or were you limited to a certain amount?
I wasn't limited. I initially the idea was 10, and then when it came to 10, that just wasn't enough, and I wanted the book to be, you know, substantive, so I pushed it out to 16. There were some obvious favourites, either that I remember seeing myself or that I know from having seen them on TV plenty of times over the years, that immediately made the cuts, such as Dennis Bergkamp versus Argentina, more recent ones, Robin Van Persie's diving header against Spain, and James Rodriguez's superb goal against Uruguay. And then there was others that I picked out after a bit of research. I was born in 1986, and Manuel Negrete's goal for Mexico versus Bulgaria wasn't one I was particularly familiar with, but when I saw that on YouTube, I knew that had to go in. So a combination of ones that I immediately knew would be in there, and then a bit of research to try and whittle it down to 16.
So was it an easy choice to make? I mean, you said you're born in 86, so there'd be I'm pretty sure there's a lot of goals that you haven't seen in the past, because obviously when you were born, like Carlos Alberto's is one of them, I believe. Was it easy to select those 16?
There's a few close calls, but I would say probably 12. Around about 12 picked themselves as the ones that would tend to make most people's top 10, and then there was a bit of room for manoeuvre, and there was also a bit of room for manoeuvre that I wanted it to be memorable and iconic goals, as well as great goals. So things like Roger Miller's goal was in there, which obviously is more remembered for the celebration. It was a good goal in its own right, but it perhaps would have been... there would be plenty of other goals of a similar standard that could have staked a claim, but the celebration set that one apart.
Absolutely. Well, look, as a parent, I'm sure you understand and appreciate how inquisitive some kids are. In fact, most kids are, really, especially when it comes to the point where they're able to ask the question, why? Because you probably hear that a lot. I did with mine. It's quite interesting. I mean, I don't know whether you did this intentionally, but... when you've got a book like that, where you've got different nations, different players from different nations, I'm pretty sure the majority of kids would be like, well, where is Mexico? Where is the Netherlands? Where is Brazil? So you've kind of inadvertently given their parents something to do from a geographical perspective. Was that intentional, or is it just one of those things?
In a way, the way I was more... I came at it more from a point of view of... I intentionally didn't include the names of the players.
Okay.
Or the nations. I liked the idea of sparking that conversation between parent and child as they sort of discussed who had actually scored that goal. Putting the parents on the spot a bit to try and rack the brains to see if they could could work out who it was. As you say, certainly my girls. Often they're creating their own story as much as listening to the story that's going on. So anything that sparks that sort of interaction can only be a good thing.
Brilliant. Well, you've got 16 goals, so 16 different explanations from a catchy perspective. How long did it take for you to write?
I guess probably. It was probably 4 months.
Okay.
In the end. Probably a finished version, or a nearly finished version, was probably sat there for about 2 months of that, and I was procrastinating and changing the odd word and coming back and doing rewrites for another 2 months. But the idea came to me only in January of this year, so it's been a race against time to make the project come to life, really, since then.
Brilliant. Well, I know you just said that you haven't included the names of the players and the nations. Is that for legal purposes? Because I understand FIFA have pretty much got all the licensing for all of that. So is that the reason why you couldn't name the clubs or the nations?
No. I think you'd be entitled to use the players' names in a work of art. I think if I was going to start printing T-shirts of them, that would probably infringe on their image rights. But for a work of art like a book. You would be entitled to use the names, but as I say, I like the idea of sparking that conversation between a parent and child.
Fantastic. Okay. Will you be doing the same for individual teams and other sports? Or, as I said before, is there like a legal restriction that prevents you from doing so?
I'm sure there would be a way of doing that. I'd be interested in even working with clubs directly to do something along those lines, but... obviously, that depends on people buying this book and showing that it's something that there's a market for.
Brilliant, fantastic. Well, Rob, where can you get the book from? Because I understand you've got a website. Are you able to purchase it directly from the website?
Yeah, you can purchase it directly from worldatyourfeet.co. Or if you search on Amazon for World at Your Feet, I think we've just jumped above Embrace's 2006 World Cup song of the same name, so we should be easy to find on Amazon as well.
Fantastic. Well, guys, it's a fantastic read. I've seen bits of it, and you know, it's perfect bedtime reading, as the synopsis says on the website. So visit the website, as you said, worldatyourfeet.co, and I believe the book is £8.99 with free delivery. I'm sure as hell going to get this for my daughter, because I wanted to start, you know, being more proactive when it comes to football, because every time I put it on, she's like, oh, not this again. So I think if I read a few bits, more like a fairy tale, and she'll appreciate it. Well, Rob, before I let you go, mate, one more thing. Would you like to give our listeners your Twitter handle or a bit more information on how they can get in contact with you through social media?
Yeah, on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, it's World AYF for everything related to the book.
Great stuff. And on a final note, who are you tipping for the World Cup?
I've been saying Brazil, but something's just saying France to me at the moment, so I'm starting to back France.
Great stuff, brilliant. Well, guys, that was Rob Parker. As I said, visit the website worldatyourfeet.co, purchase the book. It's an absolutely fantastic read for your kids and yourselves if you like that kind of stuff. So until next time, take care.